Welcome to Teen Suicide Episode 1. In this episode, we're going to dive deep into the topic of teenage suicide in the United States. So, as many of you all may know, teen suicide is a huge problem and a major cause of death in teenagers in the United States. So today, we're going to track down the roots of all this conflict and figure out how big this problem actually is. To start off, let's look at some statistics on teen suicide. So, according to an article by the Washington Post, the number of teenagers who have committed suicide over the past decade has increased by 56%. This article also claims that the U.S. has the highest guns per capita, which I believe is not a good thing because of how it can lead to more irresponsible teens getting a hold of these firearms and committing fatal actions. And you know, a possible way to counter this problem is if the U.S. could adopt Australia's gun ban, and in doing so, nobody would have any weapons to do any dumb stuff with. Another very important stat is how teen suicide rates have been rising ever since about 2007, according to the New York Times. And in these 13 years, female teenagers have had a higher chance of committing suicide, despite male teens making up a larger percentage of teens who have committed suicide. I don't know if it's just me, but that stat surprised me the most. Who knew girls have a higher chance of committing suicide? Before we head on to the next topic, the causes of increasing suicide rates, I'd like to point out an important quote by Richard Friedman, the author of the New York Times article that we just talked about. He writes, "While young people are generally physically healthy, they are psychiatrically vulnerable." Now that we know when suicide rates started to rise and how big of a problem suicide actually is, let's find the sources of this troublesome issue. To kick us off, the previously mentioned article by the Washington Post believes that changing social structures, lack of community, the rise of social media, irresponsible use of smartphones, bullying, and less sleep are some of the leading causes of increased suicide rates. And to me, it seems that some of these factors, such as lack of community, the rise of social media, and smartphone use became increasingly common around the 2007 period, in which suicide rates started rising and technology started becoming increasingly available for children to use. And it looks to me like there could be some kind of connection. Despite how this article says the internet is a problem, they explain how the internet is beneficial in times of helplessness and confusion in the sense that it provides lifelines and online help. And in addition to all the causes that were previously mentioned, the Washington Post article also mentions that access to firearms has increased suicide rates among teens, which makes sense considering that firearms lead to fatal incidents when used irresponsibly. To add to this list of suicide causes, an article by the New York Times adds that drug and alcohol consumption increase suicide rates among teens. These two are probably two of the more obvious reasons that lead to suicide because alcohol and drugs are commonly known to mess with teens' brains. Another article, this time by Time, agrees that technology is a major cause of teenage suicide, but they argue that we shouldn't single out technology as the only culprit, as many people tend to do. The article by Time also claims that teens start to isolate themselves with technology as soon as it became available to them. This just shows how irresponsible many teens are with things that they're meant to be used wisely and with a limit. And to end off the subject of teen suicide, I think we can all agree that being irresponsible with pretty much anything can lead to bad consequences and possibly even suicide. So learn to be responsible, and I think you'll be just fine in life. Now that we're at the end of this episode, I'd like to thank everyone who has helped me with this podcast. I'd like to thank Mr. White for guiding me through this whole thing, my sister for giving me some helpful advice, and all the articles that provided for my research. Thank you all.